All right, so we'll move on to the last item here. Discussion of upcoming selection of mayor for 2017 and vice mayor for 2017. I'm guessing there are no staff comments on this, so we can start with the selection of mayor. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and say I'd like to go ahead, and I should have brought my hat in to throw my hat in the ring, so to speak, for that particular position. I don't know if you want comments or wait and see if there's anyone else.
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, well, so, hello, my name's Glenn, I'm the mayor. I'll just say a few things. I think I've done, in trying to take a look at what is the role of the mayor and things that are there, I think I've done a very good job of running the meetings and trying to bring some level of cohesion to the council and working together type of stuff. I've made myself very available to the public, be able to listen and hear comments of what they had, and not only just listen, but be able to be responsive to what they're going on. I believe that I've had very good working relationships with regional partners. I think the Measure B activities that went on and how we went through, I'm not sure everybody is really aware of what went behind the scenes with kind of the North Cities and being able to trying to get a working model where we could have some kind of everyone mostly agreeing with what was going on. I think I have a very good working relationship with staff. They found a way to work with me. I found a way to understand how to work with them. And in the mayor's office, there are a lot of different processes and procedures that have to be gone through. This one's a little bit interesting. It does take a little while to figure out what it is to be the mayor. What I was doing on day five versus the kind of things that I'm able to do now are a little bit different. I think I've understand some of the things, at least, if not everything. And there would not be as much of a getting up to speed type thing with what's going on. I think I've represented the city and its residents very well. And I've also tried to keep my role in the mayor as a non-political type thing. And really, it's a title that goes through and responsibilities you have, but I don't try and just walk around and make sure everybody, bows to what's going on and stuff. So I think I could do a very good job, and I would be very happy to go ahead and move forward with it. So those are my thoughts.
Okay. Anyone else would like to express interest or make a comment?
Make a comment. Yeah, I'm not excited.
You could have interest.
You could, yeah.
What I will also say is that having served on many national, local, and state and regional things with Glenn or adjacent to Glenn, I will say he is extremely well respected in the regional community and in all of the areas that I have overlapped with.
Thank you.
Councilmember.
And just a secondary comment, I think one of the reasons why we went to a two-year term is because of these exact things. It takes a while for the mayor to build up that relationship with outside agencies, FAA, airplane noise, all this. I think that's critical from a mayoral standpoint of trying to continue that. And we would be on a two-year term if it wasn't for the odd, even odd switches. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Any other comments? Yes, Councilmember Davis.
I don't have a hat to throw in the ring either, but just to go along with my colleagues here, I've watched Glenn in how he's run our meetings, how he's represented our city, how he's made himself available to the public, and I think he's done a very commendable job. And I hope that the council members who will be looking at this decision next year will take into consideration everything he's done and give him another two-year term.
So we'll move on to the vice mayor for 1 year. Any expressions of interest, Councilmember Klein?
Well, it's a question of whether or not the current vice mayor is interested at all. And continuing that from a relationship standpoint, I've seen part of the operation sitting next to the vice mayor, kind of helping the assistance that's needed in running those meetings is actually a pretty critical thing to help the mayor
I think Jim, would completely concur with that.
Yes. I've kind of learned, you know, although I haven't had to sit in that position, I totally understand some of the juggling that goes on behind the scenes and keeping that meeting going. And then also, of course, representing the instead of the mayor at certain functions. So if the current vice mayor is not interested, I would definitely.
I'll give you a mixed message answer,
okay.
Which is I would be more than honored to continue as vice mayor for another term. It's a fantastic opportunity, a fantastic position. I've learned a lot. I think there's a lot more that I'd like to experience through that. And I'd like to make that opportunity available to other council members. So I am completely fine with someone else being vice mayor next year, and if it's the council's prerogative that I continue for another year, I'd be thrilled to do that as well. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on to public comments then. So interest in the, or comments really, on the selection of mayor or vice mayor. We'll just do 1 minute for this. We'll start down at the far end. Coming up. Yes.
On the mayor position, I reminded of Mark Twain's view of a man who was ridden out on a rail, tarred and feathered. Asked how he liked it and said, if it weren't for the honor of the thing, I'd rather walk. So I'm very glad Mayor Hendricks is willing to continue with the burden.
Yeah, he just remembered what it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I was just listening, Vice Mayor, to your comments very carefully, and want to say thank you for the great job that you've done. I'll mention, if it's in the wisdom of the council that I could serve as Vice Mayor for next year, I would just reference my experience as chair of the Planning Commission is some small element of potentially doing the job, and that I have full-time availability to contribute in that role. And I'm completely at the collective wisdom of the entire City Council. Thank you so very much.
Okay, any comments on this side? Okay, then that wraps up our study session. I guess there's nothing staff needed from this part. So we are adjourned, and the council meeting is at 7. Thank you very much.